views do not equal follows. I posted a video Saturday. It's gotten over 8,000 views, and I think it's my most liked video or close. It's got like 500 or 600 likes. It got one follower. Last week, I posted a video where I'm talking and introducing myself. I'm talking about how I just turned 46 and I am consider myself a content creator, although professionally I've been an SEO consultant. Anyways, that video got less than 300 views, 11 likes, one of them was mine, and it got four followers. So it's not that views are bad and likes aren't bad. I think it gets you in front of people. You may be shown to them again. It shows the TikTok algorithm that your content is being liked and engaged with, so they may push out other content that you have. By the way, that first video was just me sharing a little clip from the Napoleon Dynamite movie where he's in the thrift store and I'm just making a comment about the thrift store from 20 years ago. But there was none of me really in that video. I mean, you get a sense of the fact that I like thrift stores and that I was watching that movie, but my face wasn't in it, and there was really no connection happening. So this account for me is fairly new. It's like 7 or 8 months old, and I'm barely over 200 followers at this point, but I've really just been trying to figure things out for like myself. I've been doing content creation and been very present on social media for like over 15 years. I had like 25 to 30,000 followers on Twitter when that was kind of more of a thing. I have a podcast called Experts in the Wire with 800,000 plus total lifetime downloads. That was an SEO podcast I ran pretty heavily for like 6 or 7 years. And I've had some YouTube accounts and some visibility, you know, on Instagram, etc. And by the way, too, if you're wondering, I'm sitting here at home on my couch with my wife's lovely curtain she picked out behind me. I'm sitting next to our dog, Ellie, who was sick at the ER vet for like a day. And now she's home and she's doing better. But yeah, I'm just sitting here literally waiting for my wife to get home so then I can head out and go to the office and kind of do my work day doing SEO consulting. And just thought I would share this observation. So, you know, if you're trying to grow followers, try to connect, try to show your face. I think it's possible to grow followers without doing that. You know, if you have a very repetitive or distinct content format, I mean, there's so many faceless accounts that have grown, right? That are very creative. The video editing is really good, like whatever it is. But personally, I would like to try to build a connection with you, with the audience, myself. And I'm trying really hard to make sure that I show up and talk to you and not just share little clips of things that I see at the thrift store, because those clips do well, but ultimately they won't help me achieve sort of reaching a bigger goal, which is to maybe start a new podcast or speak or train companies in things besides SEO. Maybe things more along the lines of content creation or branding or whatever. I don't know yet. Anyways, if you made it this far, that's what I'm up to. And if you want to follow along, that'd be amazing. I plan on, you know, continuing to put out as much content as I can and connecting with you all lovely people. Have a good day.